Keeping the spirit of Christmas all year round. Episode number 3. Charles Dickens said, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year." Beloved, this is Daniel White III here to encourage you to keep the spirit of Christmas alive all year long, not just around the holiday season, which we all love, and we still love it. It's just, it is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. In celebration of the greatest gift mankind has ever and will ever receive, the Savior, Jesus Christ, born in a manger, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. Our verse about Christmas from the Word of God today is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, which says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Our featured quote on Christmas today is from Stuart Briscoe. He said, "The spirit of Christmas needs to be superseded by the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christmas is annual. The spirit of Christ is eternal. The spirit of Christmas is sentimental, really. The spirit of Christ is supernatural. The spirit of Christmas is a human product, mostly. The spirit of Christmas is a divine, the spirit of Christ is a divine person." The spirit of Christmas is a human product mostly. The spirit of Christ is a divine person that makes all the difference in the world. He is indeed, Jesus Christ is indeed the reason for the season. Beloved, our song about Christmas today is O Come, Emmanuel, translated from Latin by John Mason Neal in 1851. What a beautiful song. I wish I could sing it for you like my dad, but I can't. Its lyrics are as follows. O come, Emmanuel, oh how I want to sing this, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. O come, O wisdom from on high, who ordered all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in his ways to go. O come, great Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times did give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. O come, O branch of Jesse's stem, unto your own and rescue them from depths of hell, your people save and give them victory over the grave. O come, O key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe for us the heavenward road, and bar the way to death's abode. O come, O bright and morning star, and bring us comfort from afar. Dispel the shadows of the night, and turn our darkness into light. O come, O kings of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid all our sad divisions cease, and be yourself our King of Peace. And then the beautiful refrain, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Shall we pray? Keep the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of Christ year round. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Holy Father God, for sending your wonderful Son, our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, to live, to die for our sins, to be buried, and to rise again on the third day. Early one Sunday morning, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and shedding your blood, allowing yourself to be buried and rising again for our salvation. Lord, help us to be thankful and help us to be grateful for it, and help us to act like we're grateful for it by living for you. For you said in your word, if you love me, you will obey me. Help us to do that in every way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today and you do not know the reason for the season, the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you. Allow me to show you how you can be saved from the hell that we all deserved. We all deserve. And have a home in heaven. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, in the Holy Bible, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet or preacher in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell and warned us of hell more than he did, more than he preached about heaven. Hell is a very real place, and that's why I'm sharing this with you, to warn you of the wrath to come, of the hell to come upon you if you don't trust Christ as Savior. Here are some people who will go to hell from Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 in the Holy Bible. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13. Romans 10:9-13 in the Holy Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved from hell today and saved to heaven by trusting in Christ, please repeat after me what we call the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I know that I have broken your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after and coveted after people and things before, I have taken your holy name in vain, I have also dishonored and disrespected my parents and disobeyed my parents and many other sins. I know I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, therefore, please forgive me of my sins, as I now believe the best way that I know how, on your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive your free gift of salvation. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and rising again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life for the rest of my life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Until next time, my beloved, remember to stay in the Christmas spirit all year around. Thank you.